I mean, it's an incredibly significant moment. I mean, I've been involved since 2003 when the bid to host the Games was launched. So I've lived, eaten, slept, breathed this project for, you know, since I retired back in 2003. But it does feel different today. It's, you know, the countdown really does begin in earnest for the athletes, obviously, particularly Ben Ainslie, the first torchbearer from Land's End, but also for the organising committee. You realise the eyes of the world really are watching now. We're very much operational and getting ready to host hopefully a fantastic show in the summer.
What about the choice of starting things off here in Cornwall?
I think it's a great place to start. It really is. Land's End, an iconic location. And one of the philosophies of the torch really is to shine a light really on some of the beautiful places in this country. And I'm a huge fan of Cornwall, since I've holidayed here. So I think it's great for the county and all the people I've met. Yesterday I was travelling down through Cornwall, meeting some of the local communities where the torch was going through, the celebrations they were planning. And there's a huge sense of pride, and rightly so.
You probably saw lots of black and gold bunting as well from lampposts. They've gone to town with the local bunting for all these wonderful Olympic flame events. Great as well that there's been a change of heart with the Tamar Bridge situation.
Well, look, I was actually at the Tamar Bridge yesterday with the Devon and Cornwall Wild Swimmers.
Oh, good grief. Mad fools.
And while the torch is going over the Tamar Bridge, because I think initially it was going to go halfway across and then go into convoy, they're going to be swimming underneath. But look, it's a fantastic location, and I'm glad that everybody's pleased that's been resolved.
As I said earlier, LOCOG have been able to do something that motorists haven't been able to do for 50 years, a U-turn on the Tamar Bridge.
That's good. Well, you know, the torch relay is for the people and communities around the UK, and, you know, we've worked with local communities to sort out the torch relay route within, 10 miles of 95% of the population. So it's great that we've been able to sort that out as well.
And as an Olympian yourself, a former Olympian, what does this mean, this next chapter of Britain's Olympic story for London 2012?
You think the last, three Olympic Games, Team GB and Paralympics GB has done fantastically well. It ramps up a whole notch with the home games. I think incredible support for our athletes from the lottery, particularly, and through government, to make sure that they're the best prepared they can possibly be. And I think they'll do us proud. But it's also about leaving a sporting legacy, and the inspiration that the Games will produce and the performances of our athletes will inspire another generation of young people to take up sport. And even if they can't become Olympic or Paralympic champions, they can have a healthy and kind of fitter way of life.